Resource Guides, Aaronic Priesthood Manual 3. Used to supplement but not replace Lessons 1 through 25. Note, the manual does not include a specific Easter lesson. If you want to teach a special Easter lesson, 31st of March, consider using conference addresses, articles, and hymns that focus on the atonement, the resurrection, and the life and mission of the Savior. Lesson 1, The Godhead. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ensign, March 1998, pages 2 through 7. James E. Faust, That We Might Know Thee. Ensign, January 1999, pages 2 through 5. Douglas S. Ladle, Insights from 3rd Nephi About Our Father in Heaven. Ensign, December 2000, pages 22 through 25. Lesson 2, The Plan of Salvation. L. Tom Perry, Give Heed Unto the Word of the Lord, Ensign, June 2000, pages 22 through 29. L. Alden Porter, Our Destiny, New Era, October 2000, pages 44 through 46. Robert England Lee, Teaching Our Children the Plan of Salvation, Ensign, September 2001, pages 32 through 39. I Am a Child of God, Hymns Number 301. Lesson 3, Sons of the Living God. Russell M. Nelson, We Are Children of God, Ensign, November 1998, pages 85 through 87. I Know My Father Lives, Hymns Number 302. Lesson 4, I Have the Ability and Freedom to Choose. Richard G. Scott, He Lives, Ensign, November 1999, pages 87 through 89. John, By the Way, Think First, Act Fast, New Era, May 1999, pages 32 through 34. Choose the Right, Hymns Number 239. Lesson 5, How Art Thou Fallen from Heaven, O Lucifer? James E. Faust, The Enemy Within, Ensign, November 2000, pages 44 through 46. Richard C. Edgley, Satan's Bag of Snipes, Ensign, November 2000, pages 42 through 43. Q&A, Every Now and Then, I Feel So Bad. It seems like everything is going wrong, not just in my life, but in the world. It feels like Satan is getting too strong. Is there anything I can do? New Era, September 1999, pages 16 through 18. Lesson 6, The Fall of Adam. Russell M. Nelson, The Atonement, Ensign, November 1996, pages 33 through 36. Dallin H. Oaks, The Great Plan of Happiness, Ensign, November 1993, pages 72 through 75. Jess L. Christensen, The Choice That Began Mortality, Ensign, January 2002, pages 36 through 38. Lesson 7, The Atonement Brings Victory Over Death and Hell. Russell M. Nelson, His Mission and Ministry, New Era, December 1999, pages 4 through 8. Spencer J. Conde, The Fall and Infinite Atonement, Ensign, January 1996, pages 22 through 27. Lesson 8, The Resurrection and Judgment, Gordon B. Hinckley, He Is Not Here, But Is Risen, Ensign, May 1999, pages 70 through 72. Dallin H. Oaks, Resurrection, Ensign, May 2000, pages 14 through 16. Lesson 9, Justice and Mercy. Richard G. Scott, The Path to Peace and Joy, Ensign, November 2000, pages 25 through 27. D. Todd Christofferson, Justification and Sanctification, Ensign, June 2001, pages 18 through 25. Lance B. Wickman, Friends Again at Last, Justice and Mercy in the Warming Glow of Charity, Ensign, June 2000, pages 30 through 37. Lesson 10, A Mighty Change, James E. Faust, A Second Birth, Ensign, June 1998, pages 2 through 5. Dallin H. Oaks, The Challenge to Become, Ensign, November 2000, pages 32 through 34. Christopher Alup, Turn Around, New Era, August 2000, pages 8 through 10. Lord, I Would Follow Thee, Hymns Number 220. Lesson 11, Faith Sufficient to Obtain Eternal Life. Gordon B. Hinckley, Fear Not, Only Believe. New Era, January 2000, pages 4 through 7. James E. Faust, The Shield of Faith, Ensign, May 2000, pages 17 through 19. H. Bruce Stuckey, The Faith of a Sparrow, New Era, September 2000, pages 4 through 6. True to the Faith, Hymns No. 254, Lesson 12, Repentance, Boyd K. Packer, Wash Clean, Ensign, May 1997, pages 9 through 11. Henry B. Eyring, Do Not Delay, Ensign, November 1999, pages 33 through 35. J. E. Jensen, Do You Know How to Repent? New Era, November 1999, pages 4 through 7. Come Unto Jesus, Hymns No. 117. Lesson 13, Receiving Forgiveness as We Forgive. Gordon B. Hinckley, Of You It Is Required to Forgive. Ensign, June 1991, pages 2 through 5. Henry B. Eyring, That We May Be One. Ensign, May 1998, pages 66 through 68. I Have to Forgive Him. Ensign, April 1999, pages 48 through 49. Can I Be Forgiven? New Era, March 2000, pages 8 through 10. Lesson 14, The Sacrament. Dallin H. Oaks, The Aaronic Priesthood and the Sacrament. Ensign, November 1998, pages 37 through 40. Julie Cannon Markham, Taking His Name Upon Us. Ensign, April 1998, pages 38 through 43. Always Remember Him. New Era, October 2000, page 15. As Now We Take the Sacrament, Hymns No. 169. Lesson 15, Enduring to the End. Russell M. Nelson, Stay in the Boat, Friend, March 1999, Inside Front Cover. Robert D. Hales, Behold, We Count Them Happy Which Endure. Ensign, May 1998, pages 75 through 77. Vinnie DiGirolamo, Pinned, New Era, October 2000, pages 12 through 14. Press Forward Saints, Hymns No. 81. Lesson 16, Jesus Christ, the Life and Light of the World. Gordon B. Hinckley, My Testimony of Christ. New Era, April 2001, pages 4 through 7. Sharon G. Larson, Your Light in the Wilderness. Ensign, May 1999, pages 89 through 91. The Lord is My Light, Hymns No. 89. Lesson 17, The Holy Ghost. Boyd K. Packer, The Cloven Tongues of Fire. Ensign, May 2000, pages 7 through 9. Q&A, I know the Holy Ghost can guide me, but how can I tell the difference between my own thoughts and feelings and the inspiration of the Spirit? New Era, November 1999, pages 16 through 18. Let the Holy Spirit Guide, Hymns No. 143. Lesson 18, Prayer. Gordon B. Hinckley, Be Prayerful, New Era, October 2000, pages 4 through 7. Meaningful Prayer, New Era, January 2001, page 29. Did You Think to Pray? Hymns No. 140. Lesson 19, Fasting. Thomas S. Monson, Building Your Eternal Home, Ensign, October 1999, pages 2 through 5. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Law of the Fast, Ensign, May 2001, pages 73 through 75. Floyd Don McKay, Real Team Spirit, Ensign, September 1998, pages 62 through 63. Neil K. Newell, Fast Offerings, Blessings We Give, Blessings We Receive. Ensign, October 1998, pages 16 through 21. Lesson 20, Tithing a Spiritual Test. James E. Faust, Opening the Windows of Heaven. Ensign, November 1998, pages 54 through 60. Monty J. Bruff, Living the Law of Sacrifice. Ensign, April 2000, pages 44 through 49. Ronald E. Pullman, Tithing, a Privilege. Ensign, May 1998, pages 78 through 79. Q&A, I don't make money very often, and when I do, I pay a full tithing. but I don't feel like what I'm paying makes much difference. Should I worry about paying tithing yet? New Era, July 1999, pages 16 through 18. Because I have been given much, hymns number 219. Lesson 21, The Role of the Corm. M. Russell Ballard, Are We Keeping Pace? Ensign November 1998, pages 6 through 8. D. Todd Christofferson, The Priesthood Corm, Ensign November 1998, pages 40 through 42. Janet Thomas, All for One, New Era, January 2001, pages 20 through 25. Aaron J. Tolson, Special Delivery, New Era, May 1999, pages 8 through 10. The Priesthood of Our Lord, Hymns number 320. Lesson 22, Duties of Priests, Thomas S. Monson, The Priesthood, Mighty Army of the Lord, Ensign May 1999, pages 48 through 50. Dallin H. Oakes, Your Sacred Duty, New Era, May 1999, pages 4 through 7. Lesson 23, Preparing for the Melchizedek Priesthood, Thomas S. Monson, Today Determines Tomorrow, Ensign November 1998, pages 48 through 51. Joseph B. Worthland, Growing Into the Priesthood, Ensign November 1999, pages 38 through 41. Jeffrey R. Holland, Sanctify Yourselves, Ensign November 2000, pages 38 through 40. Lesson 24, Follow the Prophet. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth, New Era, January 2001, pages 4 through 15. Clyde J. Williams, Following the Prophets, A Book of Mormon Perspective, Ensign, July 2000, pages 19 through 23. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Hymns number 21. Lesson 25, Every Young Man Should Serve a Mission, M. Russell Ballard, Now is the Time, Ensign, November 2000, pages 75 through 77. Richard C. Edgley, We Care Enough to Send Our Very Best, Ensign, November 1996, pages 62 through 64. Janet Thomas, 2-Year Time Out, New Era, August 2000, pages 28 through 33. Lisa M. G. Crockett, Rock Star, New Era, July 2000, pages 36 through 37. Come All Ye Sons of God, Hymns number 322.
Young Women, Manual 3. Used to Supplement but Not Replace, Lessons 1 through 25. Note, the manual does not include a specific Easter lesson. If you want to teach a special Easter lesson, March 31st, consider using conference addresses, articles, and hymns that focus on the Atonement, the Resurrection, and the life and mission of the Savior. Lesson 1. God the Father. Gordon B. Hinckley, The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Ensign, March 1998, pages 2 through 7. Douglas S. Ladle, Insights from 3rd Nephi About Our Father in Heaven, Ensign, December 2000, pages 22 through 25. Carrie Schaefer, Always My Father, New Era, May 2000, page 11. Lesson 2, Coming to Know the Savior. The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles, New Era, April 2000, pages 20 through 21. James E. Faust, That We Might Know Thee, Ensign, January 1999, pages 2 through 5. Becky Prescott, Always My Friend, New Era, March 2000, page 7. Come Unto Jesus, Hymns, number 117. Lesson 3, Living the Gospel Daily. Gordon B. Hinckley, Living with Our Convictions, Ensign, September 2001, pages 2 through 5. Neil L. Anderson, Debugging Your Life, New Era, August 2000, pages 4 through 6. Lesson 4, Preparing to Become an Eternal Companion, Richard G. Scott, The Joy of Living the Great Plan of Happiness, Ensign, November 1996, pages 73 through 75. Jeffrey R. Holland, Personal Purity, New Era, February 2000, pages 4 through 7. Lesson 5, Creating a Spiritual Environment in the Home. M. Russell Ballard, Like a Flame Unquenchable, Ensign, May 1999, pages 85 through 87. Teresa Bateman, Juggling Lessons, Friend, March 1998, pages 28 through 30. Home Can Be a Heaven on Earth, Hymns, number 298. Lesson 6, A Woman's Responsibility to Teach, Dallin H. Oaks, Gospel Teaching, Ensign, November 1999, pages 78 through 80. Help Me Teach with Inspiration, Hymns, number 281. Lesson 7, Our Purpose in Life, Thomas S. Monson, Your Celestial Journey, Ensign, May 1999, pages 96 through 98. James E. Faust, Who Do You Think You Are? New Era, March 2001, pages 4 through 9. Richard G. Scott, He Lives, New Era, December 2000, pages 4 through 7. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, Hymns, number 270. Lesson 8, Eternal Families, L. Tom Perry, Youth of the Noble Birthright, Ensign, November 1998, pages 73 through 75. Henry B. Eyring, The Family, Ensign, February 1998, pages 10 through 18. Question and Answer. My family is getting ready to be sealed in the temple. Could you help me understand the sealing process so I will be better prepared? New Era, March 2000, pages 16 through 18. Families Can Be Together Forever, Hymns, number 300. Lesson 9, Encouraging Family Unity, Gordon B. Hinckley, Love at Home, New Era, October 1999, pages 4 through 7. Ashley Eggers, Love Anonymous, New Era, February 2001, pages 26 and 27. Sheila Kindred, The List, Friend, November 2000, pages 2 through 4. Love at Home, Hymns, number 294. Lesson 10, Encouraging Enjoyable Family Activities. Letter from the First Presidency in Policies and Announcements, Ensign, January 2000, pages 78 and 79. Lisa M. G. Crockett and others. We Are Family, New Era, October 1999, pages 26 through 29. Best Friends, New Era, October 1999, page 37. Lesson 11, Extended Family Relationships, Robert D. Hales, Strengthening Families, Our Sacred Duty, Ensign, May 1999, pages 32 through 34. Dennis B. Neuenschwander, Bridges and Eternal Keepsakes, Ensign, May 1999, pages 83 through 85. Aaron J. Tolson, The Fruits of My Labors, New Era, June 1999, pages 8 through 10. Lesson 12, The Blessings of the Priesthood, Boyd K. Packer, What Every Elder Should Know, and Every Sister as Well, A Primer on Principles of Priesthood Government, Ensign, February 1993, pages 6 through 13. Ray H. Wood, Made Like Unto the Son of God, Ensign, May 1999, pages 40 through 41. Robert L. Backman, The Hope of Israel, New Era, May 2001, pages 44 through 46. Lesson 13, The Priesthood Can Bless Families, Russell M. Nelson, Shepherds, Lambs, and Home Teachers, Ensign, August 1994, pages 14 through 19. Carolyn Hinckley, Leaving Home, New Era, May 1999, page 35. Lesson 14. We Have a Wonderful Legacy. Jeffrey R. Holland, As Doves to Our Windows, Ensign, May 2000, pages 75 through 77. Robert L. Backman, Faith in Every Footstep, Ensign, January 1997, pages 6 through 14. Alyssa Renee Andrus, My Dad, The Dictator, New Era, September 2000, pages 34 through 36. An Angel from On High, Hymns, number 13. Lesson 15, Blessings of the House of Israel. James E. Faust, Search Me, O God, and Know My Heart, Ensign, May 1998, pages 17 through 20. Russell M. Nielsen, The Exodus, Repeated, Ensign, July 1999, pages 6 through 13. Paul K. Browning, Gathering Scattered Israel, Then and Now, Ensign, July 1998, pages 54 through 61. Lesson 16, Temple Endowment. Boyd K. Packer, The Holy Temple, Ensign, February 1995, pages 32 through 37. David E. Sorensen, Why Baptism Is Not Enough, Ensign, April 1999, pages 16 through 21. F. David Stanley, The Most Important Step, New Era, June 2000, pages 20 through 23. Lesson 17, Preparing to Attend the Temple. James E. Faust, Eternity Lies Before Us, Ensign, May 1997, pages 18 through 20. For the Strengthening of Youth, Ensign, September 2000, pages 26 through 30. I'm Going There Someday, New Era, May 2000, page 15. Greg Burgoyne, The Temple at 12, New Era, May 2001, pages 8 and 9. We Love Thy House, O God, Hymns, number 247. Lesson 18, Temple Marriage. Richard G. Scott, Receive the Temple Blessings, Ensign, May 1999, pages 25 through 27. Cree L. Coford, Marriage in the Lord's Way, Part 1, Ensign, June 1998, pages 6 through 12. Gail Sears, The $30 Wedding Dress, New Era, November 2000, pages 44 through 46. Lesson 19, Heritage. David B. Haight, Be a Strong Link, Ensign, November 2000, pages 19 through 21. Donald L. Hallstrom, Cultivate Righteous Traditions, Ensign, November 2000, pages 27 through 28. Barbara Jean Jones, Making History, New Era, May 1999, page 15. Lesson 20, Understanding a Missionary's Responsibilities. M. Russell Ballard, Now is the Time, Ensign, November 2000, pages 75 through 77. Laurie Livesby, A Day in the Life of a Missionary, New Era, June 2000, pages 60 through 65. Lesson 21, Learning to Share the Gospel. M. Russell Ballard, Members Are the Key, Ensign, September 2000, pages 8 through 15. Mary Ellen Smoot, We Are Instruments in the Hands of God, Ensign, November 2000, pages 89 through 92. Laura Livesby, Erica's Courage, New Era, January 2001, pages 30 through 35. Reach Out, New Era, February 2000, page 11. The Light Divine, Hymns, number 305. Lesson 22, Eternal Perspective. Jeffrey R. Holland, An High Priest of Good Things to Come. Ensign, November 1999, pages 36 through 38. J.E. Jensen, Keep an Eternal Perspective, Ensign, May 2000, pages 27 through 28. Jana Boak Remy, A Promise Kept, New Era, January 2001, pages 46 through 48. Come, Come Ye Saints, Hymns, number 30. Lesson 23, Overcoming Opposition. Neil A. Maxwell, The Tugs and Pulls of the World, Ensign, November 2000, pages 35 through 37. H. Bruce Stuckey, The Faith of a Sparrow, Faith and Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Ensign, November 1999, pages 44 through 45. Victor Harris, I Was Amazed, New Era, January 2000, pages 8 and 9. Press Forward Saints, Hymns, number 8-1. Lesson 24, Agency. Neil A. Maxwell, According to the Desire of Our Hearts, Ensign, November 1996, pages 21 through 23. Sharon G. Larson, Agency, A Blessing and a Burden, Ensign, November 1999, pages 11 through 13. Questions and Answers. Sometimes I feel like my whole life is planned out for me. How can I feel more in control? New Era, April 2000, pages 16 through 18. Choose the Right, Hymns, number 239. Lesson 25, Obedience. James E. Faust, Obedience, The Path to Freedom. Ensign, May 1999, pages 45 through 47. Adrian Robert Gostick, Staying Centered, New Era, November 1999, pages 44 through 46. Keep the Commandments, Hymns, number 303. End of the section, Resource Guides.